You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park and our 1 p.m. show today. This is Unconventional Orthodoxies, the show where I try to put a highlight on artists that I believe should and could go mainstream with some really fun, unique pop, rock, all sorts of genres really here today. And before we get started with my lovely playlist for today, I'm going to play a lovely little PSA, so enjoy that.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday. FCA@UMD.com.
Alright, and today we've got a fun show for you all today, I think. Kind of random stuff I put together today, but we'll see where it takes us. So, opening up today, we've got a fun little song, Jazz Man by Mikra. So, hope you guys enjoy. I'm not going to say anything. Just jump right into it. All right, this is Jazz Man by Mikra.
Now your puppet is free.
And that was Jazz Man by Mikra. I honestly really enjoy this song. I think it's a great opener, honestly, especially with the kind of vibe that I'm trying to create here. And very much so synthy. I really love the usage of the synth pop production kind of on that record. So great opening track. Next up, I think this is my first repeat artist. Not entirely sure, but I've been really getting into this little group lately. This is Bones by Telenova. I believe last week or the week before I had another song of them called Comedian. This is, I believe, a more popular song of theirs, but it's very good. It's a bigger hit for a reason, I would say. So I hope you guys enjoy this next track. This is Bones by Telenova.
They call me fanatic, they call me absurd. The people are plastic out there in the world. I live in asylums, I'm caught in a trap. Won't you free me from my bones? I'm melodramatic, how lucky is that? Make me scream, call me crazy, set me free. Everything
And that was, that was Bones by Telenova. I highly recommend this EP. I really think it's just pop perfection in a really unique way. Yeah, that song is just amazing. And vocals on that, phenomenal. So, love this song. That was a great addition. Yeah, Telenova is just really underrated, and I really want them to get more love. This is an older EP, I believe, 2021. If I'm remembering correctly, so please go stream it, guys. It's a great song. It's a great, great EP, great little EP, and they have other amazing, amazing songs. Next up, it's probably a little bit of a sneak in terms of, like, artist popularity, because she is pretty big, but I need you guys to really, really put some respect on her name, because apparently she's back in the studio, and this is Frankenstein by Rina Sawayama. So, Rina Sawayama is just an amazing artist, and I really want her to come to Art Attack next year, because that would be amazing. And I know there were rumors of her being on Art Attack in the past, but we need to make it happen. And she needs definitely some more spotlight. Like, she had that one incredible album that everyone loved, her debut, which is a self-titled album, Sawayama. And yes, amazing, but I need more streams for her second project, which is where this song, Frankenstein, comes from, Hold the Girl. And I just need you guys to really, really put some respect on her name, because she is just transcendent, and she needs to be more popular than she is, for sure. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy. This is, I believe, one of the more popular songs off the album, but I'm still going to put it, because she needs the recognition. She absolutely does. She has put in more work than most artists in the mainstream right now. So yeah, this is Frankenstein, a little bit of a rant there, but she's just that incredible. So yeah, I think she deserves it. This is Frankenstein by Rina Sawayama. Please enjoy.
Me forever, fix me right. I can be your Frankenstein.
And that was Frankenstein by Rina Sawayama. A great song, of course, because it's Rina Sawayama. She never misses. A lot of people like to think and say that she does, but she doesn't, in my opinion. She's got just an amazing pop formula, just absolutely mastered, in my opinion. And I want her to get more recognition. So that's why she's on this playlist here. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that one. Next up, we've got a really interesting song. This is Tangent Flights by Tabula Rasa. That is Latin for blank slate. And the way I discovered this was through, if you know me, you know I love Magdalena Bay. And apparently Magdalena Bay had a project, or I guess a band, before they became Magdalena Bay. And that is this band. It's very like a prog rock band. And they only released two albums. I believe this is off of Crimson, which was their last album. And it's a better album, in my opinion, than their first, which is a self-titled. But this album is really interesting, and progressive rock is pretty cool. So I just wanted to highlight that, because I love Magdalena Bay, and I'll listen to anything and everything that they do. So this is a song from their earlier projects, so when they were still trying to find their sound and all that, which I think is pretty cool. So probably not going to be making any charts in the future, but I still wanted to put a little bit of a highlight on them. So this is Tangent Flights by Tabula Rasa. Hope you guys enjoy.
There's a place where, promise me it's the sky, where the light dies, I will meet you there, on the wings of tangent flight.
And that was Tangent Flights by Tabula Rasa. I really enjoyed that song as well because I absolutely love the saxophone solo. And so that really stood out to me on the record as a result, and I felt like sharing it today. So, yeah, great song there. And next up, we've got a fun song, or maybe not fun, because I don't think it's going to be like very upbeat for the playlist, but fun in the sense that I saw this person live once and as an opener in a concert in DC, I believe, almost a year ago already. And this is Marigolds by Andrea Behar. And I believe she's sort of a folk Latina singer. I haven't really looked into her much since the concert that I had with her. But her music is really good, and I believe she played this, which was at the time unreleased, which is pretty cool, so I felt a little special there. And next up, all right, this is Marigolds by Andrea Behar. Hope you all enjoy.
You stood by the doorway in an overused t-shirt, asking me questions about my day to forget about yours. Now I see you less often, and we don't speak much either. 15 years spent in the same place, but I wanted more. Buried in the fields under the marigolds, la flor de la vida, lie of footprints marked beneath the dirt. Guarda recuerdos, we'd pick fruit from the lemon trees, or cut off the branches set fire to the
And that was Marigolds by Andreja Behar. I really think that's just a beautiful folk, slow-paced song, and got a text that compared her to Clara, so like saying she's a Latina Clara, which I think is a little funny, and I kind of see why someone would say that, but I just really enjoy her slow-paced kind of music. She's got a very nice, distinct vibe about her, and I highly recommend doing a deeper dive into her discography if you guys enjoy that song. And next up, we've got a cool little banger. This is a song that released this year, so it's a song that I hope really blows up. This is Somebody New by Tunde Adebimpe. So I hope you guys enjoy. Not going to say much, just going to jump right into it.
Can't seem to shake you. Got no complaints. I just want to be somebody real. Is there nothing in the world that we can say?
That was Somebody New by Tunde Adebimpe. I really love the disco vibes from that song. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of disco. Like I've said before, at least on the show, huge fan of disco. Believe the pop charts and just the mainstream music industry in general is really missing it. And Dua Lipa brought it back a little bit, earlier in the decade. But I need someone else to bring it back, and I think Tunde Adebimpe is absolutely well suited to bring it back. He's just got an incredible sound to him. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that. Next up, another person that I saw in concert, actually with Andreja Behar, because there were two openers in that, so kind of milking this concert a little bit today, but they've also got some great music, a little more folky as well with the vibe that they've got, but it's a brother and sister duo, so hope you guys enjoy Mountain Song by Dorsten. Yeah, it's a great little folk track, so enjoy.
Don't go that far. my paper heart. It burns to black.
And that was Mountain Song by Dorsten. I really think it's just a lovely folk track. And I feel like it's a song that kind of would have blown up 10 years ago when, like, I kind of like Mumford & Sons and Lumineers was really getting popular. But of course, they were probably far too young for that. But I really enjoyed their vibe, their sound. I think it's really awesome. And I want to give them some love. So shout out to Dorsten. Mountain Song by Dorsten. You just listen to it. And next up, we've got Happy You're Here by Psycho. I believe it's Psycho or Sicko. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce that. But it's a fun kind of poppy song. Something more traditional, I think I put on. Something more traditionally like aligned with what I put on the playlist usually. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is Happy You're Here by Psycho.
Scary to me. You waited out. You waited out. Still believe that they're hiding there when I sleep. You waited out. You waited out. I can hear my ego talking at me loud. Seriously, could have given up by now. Time is flying.
happy you're here.
And that was Happy You're Here by Psycho. I think it's a very much so product of its time in terms of like coming out around the pandemic, especially with that production. And it's honestly like a nice little banger, honestly. I really, really enjoyed that. So next up, this is Good Girl by Alaska Vane. Hope you guys enjoy. I'm going to just lead you guys blind into this one again. I'm kind of having fun with it, not prepping you guys, so... Hope you guys enjoy. This is Good Girl by Alaska Vane.
I wet my cheeks on your tears again. Said you wanted to own me. Crossing your eyes like the heaven sent. Oh, isn't it holy? I'll give you 3 more years to figure your shit out. You can hurt me how you wanna know. And if you don't come back, I'll just wait on the floor like the good girl you wanted so badly. If that would make you happy, I'll beg for more.
And that was Good Girl by Alaska Vane. So I'm very surprised. I just looked her up on Spotify and she's got like only 100 listeners, which is insane because honestly thought the production on that song is top notch. I've been listening to it for a good little bit on Apple Music, but I like to check Spotify occasionally to make sure the artist kind of fits for the playlist in terms of like monthly listeners. But yeah, I'm very surprised. So that really stood out to me, honestly, just because I really thought the song is just very solid all around and fits really well into like our current pop mainstream. So yeah, highly recommend Good Girl by Alaska Vane. Looking into her other singles, so she's really fun. Yeah, just very much so like got a pop girl vibe around her, like a rocky vibe, almost Olivia Rodrigo-esque in a sense. So that's pretty cool. Next up, we've got, I believe, another repeat artist, one I played before on the playlist. This is 6 AM by Ambar Lucid, who is finally, after I believe almost 5 years, releasing a full-length project. So I'm very excited about that. I believe this was the lead single for this track, and I'm going to absolutely push her as much as I can. So this is 6 a.m. by Ambar Lucid. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
And that was 6 a.m. by Ambad Lucid. I am a ride or die with this girl because I think she makes some of the best music around. And just everything that she does is just awesome and perfection, and highly recommend. The album is coming out soon. It's Al Jardín de Lágrimas. And yeah, this was 6 a.m. by Ambad Lucid. Highly, highly recommend looking into her. I'm going to keep putting her on the playlist because she absolutely deserves it. Love her to death. So next up, we've got a fun little soul. I don't believe I put a lot of soul on this playlist, so I wanted to put a little bit of highlight to that. This is Angel Patience by Olympia Vitalis. So newer soul kind of vibe song in that genre. I think it's like a pretty underappreciated genre, especially right now in the mainstream. So I just wanted to put a little bit of highlight on that. So this is Angel Patience by Olympia Vitalis.
Hurts me to say this, falling from graces. Every time I find you, I get lost. And even angels lose their patience. You're wrapped around me and I can't let go.
Angel Patience by Olympia Vitalis. So yeah, I just obviously someone who's just incredibly talented vocally, so definitely wanted to put a highlight on her and just her incredible vocals. Yeah, really, really just amazing song just building up there. And finally, I believe this is gonna be maybe my last song. I'm not sure yet. I'll make that decision soon. So this is Tu by Maye. Of course, I have to put a Spanish song, like a fully Spanish song, on the playlist each week. And this is my choice. So hope you guys enjoy Tu by Maye. And that was Tu by Maye. She's got a new album coming out this year that I'm very excited for. And yeah, you guys should definitely be streaming her. Venezuelan American singer. So she's just really awesome. Latina. Gotta shout out my Latina girls for sure. And this has been Unconventional Orthodoxies. Thank you so much for tuning in every Wednesdays at 1 p.m. I'm going to play one final song today, but I'm signing off now. So hope you guys have enjoyed today's playlist. This will be my last song. This is Bread by Sophie Tucker. Just a fun little electronica song to end up for today. So thank you all for listening in. Have a great rest of your week.
I don't believe in what you call purity. It's an archaic fallacy that doesn't belong to me. Skip conversation, you could do less. Maybe
that doesn't